So I want to give you a big picture, talk about the destination, the big celebration of the big celebratory event here at the end of our course. We're going to be launching a website that is connected to my work as a fellow at Harvard in Project Zero. And so as you've learned, they have this, they have Visible Thinking is one of their projects. And under that umbrella, they've developed the 42 thinking routines. As I've mentioned, as I mentioned in module one, they really haven't explicitly connected those thinking routines with technology. You can find some cases where people have done that, but they really haven't provided a wealth of resources around that idea. And so that's what we're going to be developing. And so just right now, I'm just giving you a big picture. You don't have to understand the ins and outs of this by any means, but just want you to know kind of where we're headed in over the next several weeks as we move towards the end of the course. And so we have the website. It's called mtvt.org. You can see that we have a link to it in the main menu above, and we're still developing it right now. And so it should be available and made public in the coming week or so. But as you really become experts in the area of social media and Web 2.0 and how those can be integrated with teaching and learning, how they can support learning, how they can promote thinking, and then also as you develop that expertise in the ideas of making thinking visible and using those thinking routines and integrating that with the social media and the web tools, at the end of the course, you're going to develop two lesson plans. And if you're not a classroom teacher, then you and I will talk individually and make some reasonable adjustment to what your project will be. But we're all going to develop some lesson plans. I'll provide you the template because it's going to go on this website that other people will be using. We're going to follow a pretty consistent template. But all of that will be made available to you. But I just want you to know that's where we're headed. And so it's this in the long run, and this we really won't be getting into this in here in module two. But we're laying the foundation so that once module two, once we have the first two modules behind us, we really can really begin to have deep conversations about making thinking visible with technology and using thinking routines. You know, as you saw in module one, when you finished that first thinking routine, I didn't tell you what technology to use. You chose a technology. And many of you, as I'm so proud of you, many of you seem to have selected a new technology that you didn't know. And at the same time, expressed yourself, responded to the compass points, and made your thinking visible with a new technology. So you taught yourself a technology, a very constructivist approach, and made your thinking visible using that thinking routine. And so you're going to have several more experiences as a learner with that, but at the end, you're going to get the opportunity to design two lessons that do similar kinds of things. And so again, you don't need to understand all the ins and outs of that now. I'll be making that available to you at the appropriate time. But I just want you to know, as you read through module two, keep that in mind. So as you look at as you look at wall.fm, if you don't know what that is, you'll find out soon. But as you look at wall.fm, you might go, oh, if I were to write a lesson plan about seventh grade pre-algebra, I could use wall.fm along with the See, Think, Wander thinking routine and accomplish yada, yada, yada. And so absolutely, you're several modules away from being able to articulate that and really having to articulate all that. But see if some of those ideas, even if it's part of those ideas, begin to surface for you. But again, please don't rush to making, thinking through that and finalizing your ideas for those lesson plans, because, that's all going to work itself out when the time is right.